power. Iran, like other nations, has no, so far not recognized the new government formed by the Taliban after it took power amid a hasty withdrawal by U.S.-led forces in August. The visit aims at discussions on political, economic, transit, and refugee issues between Afghanistan and Iran, the Taliban foreign ministry spokesman said on Twitter. Already host to millions of Afghans and fearing a new influx, Tehran has sought to sketch a rapprochement with the Taliban. The United Nations said in a statement on Saturday it would invite Sudanese military leaders, political parties, and other groups to take part in a political process aimed at ending a crisis unleashed by a coup in October. UN mediation in the weeks after the coup succeeded in reinstating Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. But his resignation last week deepened uncertainty around Sudan's political future and a transition towards elections scheduled for 2023. Neighborhood-based resistance committees, political parties, and other pro-democracy groups have carried out an ongoing campaign of protests under a no-negotiation slogan, and crackdowns by security forces have left at least 60 dead. The James Webb Space Telescope completed its 2-week-long deployment phase Saturday, unfolding the final mirror panel as it readies to study every phase of cosmic history, NASA said. The final wing is now deployed, NASA said on Twitter, adding the team was now working to latch the wing into place, which is a multi-hour process. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. An airstrike in Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray killed 50.